Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Moving along, 7 o'clock hour as we approach the Thursday night slate, which is, in my opinion,
baseball
wins over the NFL today.
Yep.
I mean, literally, every game standalone by itself is better than this product we are going to see tonight.
And every game is an elimination game.
Right.
Should stand alone against any regular season game.
Cleveland-Detroit, right? I know a lot of people outside, like the Midwest or the Central, probably don't care, but you should because of what the storyline that was the catastrophic failure.
Yep.
Right?
Then, and if Detroit wins the series, nobody's talking about the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Catastrophic failure anymore. No. They advanced, they moved on, they did what they needed to do.
Then you have a conversation that if the Padres lose to the Cubs, there's going to be some conversations in the hallway in San Diego.
Yep.
Because they put a lot of money in their team, but they're not the Dodgers. They're essentially the Boston Red Sox of the National League, right? Everyone hates the Yankees. Well, Boston does the exact same thing the Yankees do.
They do, yeah.
Everyone hates the Dodgers. Well, the Padres do a lot of what the Dodgers
do. The difference is the Padres are fun. You know, like they're sure. A fun team to watch. Yeah. Like, I don't think you have fun like you do watching the Padres with the Dodgers or with the Yankees. They're a business-like operation, right? The Padres know how to have fun. They got Freddie Fermin now who adds to that
also,
for us.
If you take, let's say Tatis, right?
Yeah.
If he's a Dodger,
you hate him,
right?
Yeah, you absolutely. But he's not. He's a Padre. He's fun. It's crazy how that works, right?
And then you go to the main stage tonight, which, I mean, you got to think every eye in baseball is just ready for 5:08 Central Time, 6:08 Eastern Time,
3:08 West Coast Time.
I know that I'm hard. So, wow, see, we got baseball at 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right. So, again, like tonight, I think baseball definitely is the main focus. But there is some focus to be had on this game on Monday.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is, you use this phrase a lot, not your daddy or your grandpa's fill in the blank team, right? Mm-hmm. Use that with Baltimore's defense last week.
Yeah.
This is not your father's Jaguars, right? This is a team that had a rebuild in their organization from head coach,
mm-hmm.
Who maybe, has Trevor Lawrence playing better than he's played?
So far, so good.
And maybe he's going to get better. Maybe we've seen the peak of Trevor Lawrence. We don't know. But we do know this. The number one turnover rate in football belongs to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing that we do know. The Chiefs don't really turn the ball over.
Right.
So advantage, maybe Kansas City.
I would think so.
Right?
Yes, yes.
But the thing that I get more and more annoyed about every single week that seems to go through with Kansas City is the same message, but it's scrambled up differently, right? So let's take the most relevant case here. Last week, Baltimore Ravens, correct? Mm-hmm. Chiefs Ravens. What was the line on that game?
2.5 Baltimore.
What was that
favorites.
Line at 2:35 Central Time p.m. on that game?
1 hour before kickoff, 2.5 Ravens.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, because an hour, 90 minutes is when they put out the... So everybody knew who was inactive and the Ravens were still a favorite.
2.5 point favorite, right? Everyone on ESPN, we saw the graphics on TV, we saw them on X, all these sort of things. It was like one or two people had the Chiefs and everybody else had the Ravens.
That's right.
Am I wrong about that?
No, everybody had the Ravens in this game.
Chiefs win 37-20.
Right.
What's the narrative?
Well, they beat a wounded Ravens team. Everybody knew they were hurt. Right. They weren't that good. You know what? Everybody did know that. And everybody still picked the Ravens to win that football game.
And then the other thing that I will say is that here's Jacksonville. And I brought up the defense and the turnovers and all that for them because of what everybody's talking about,
mm-hmm.
right? Liam Cohen's got this team at 3-1. Liam Cohen's so hopped up right now, he wanted to fight Robert Saleh. Liam Cohen's this guy telling Trevor Lawrence to play with heart. Trevor Lawrence telling him to shut up, but yet they're on the same page now.
Right.
They're a better team in the South. They might compete with the Colts for the winner of that division, maybe. Travis Etienne looks like he's reborn in the NFL as a running back. Brian Thomas, they're doing this without Brian Thomas Jr.
And they're doing it out with their number one pick, too. I mean, you know, their number one pick.
Let's see who Jacksonville's played.
Yeah, nobody.
San Francisco was completely dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about it.
No.
Right? Now, all of a sudden, if the Chiefs go play Jacksonville on Monday Night Football, and I'm going to give you two scenarios. I want you to tell me what the message would be.
Mm-hmm.
They go into Jacksonville and they win 17-14. What's the message?
Oh, the Chiefs aren't back. They just beat a bad Baltimore team and a bad Giant team. They escaped a bad Jacksonville team, but they're not a good team. They're going to drop in the power rankings this week. We just need to see more. It was a fraudulent performance against the Ravens because of injury.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I could work at ESPN, right?
Okay. Chiefs win 42-10.
Oh, they beat the Jacksonville team. They're no good.
Exactly.
You know, it's Jacksonville. It's new coach. They're still trying to find their way. You know, we don't have anything out of Travis Hunter yet. You know, Liam Cohen is, you know, overmatched by Andy Reid.
This is a team lost to Jake Browning.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Right, yeah.
You can't win.
You know, it doesn't matter. Win. You're right. Whatever the Chiefs do on Monday night, it is a no-win situation.
But you know what? That's over in 2 weeks. because they get Detroit, mm-hmm. Washington, or they get, I guess they get the
Detroit, the Raiders,
Washington, Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a hell of a stretch.
What happens if they beat Detroit by 14? Then finally, I think it quiets down.
I don't think there's a narrative that you can take.
And
at
I don't think they will
beat
Detroit by 14. But I'm saying if they do,
yeah.
Will we finally get...
If they beat Detroit by 14, the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Because that is a blowout in the NFL, especially against a team... you're not blowing out a banged-up Ravens team.
And this text proves my point exactly of what the narrative is for Jacksonville right now. Consider who the Jags have played, though. The Panthers, the Bengals, the Texans, and the Niners.
Yeah.
Correct. They played a backup, and they played Mac Jones. They played Joe Burrow. / Jake Browning.
Yeah, Joe Burrow was out in the first quarter of that game.
So they played Jake Browning, Bryce Young, and CJ Stroud, who ain't got it this year. At least until this last week where he finally figured out in the third quarter when it was 6-0.
Well, they just traded the rest of his offensive line.
Yeah, that's like the worst offense in football.
So again, the what people are saying is the Chiefs beat a beat-up Ravens team, even though they hung 37, and the player of the week in the AFC was the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, called it Monday. Not hard when you throw 4 touchdowns at 270. Pretty easy call there. And then not only that, now everybody's saying, well, Jacksonville, they get a lot of turnovers. They sack the quarterback. They get after him. And if the Chiefs win this game 35-0, like you always say, it'll be, well, look at who the Jaguars play.
Right, of course.
Look at all that. Like, the Chiefs can't win unless they win against the best, which is fine for me. But again, we're going to see this happen again and again until they play somebody like Detroit or Washington or the Bills.
Well, I mean, it's just the narrative of people are tired of the Kansas City Chiefs. So instead of embracing what they're doing and looking at it and going, oh, this is unique, this is rare, Gary Myers didn't think it was a dynasty, and however you want to title it, what this team is doing is different than what anybody else has done in the NFL that we're familiar with, right? They've gone to all these AFC championship games. They've gone to all of these Super Bowls. Everybody wants this team to fail at the national level because they're ready for the new guard to take over. Well, the new guard isn't ready to take over quite yet. I can make the same case for Buffalo. Everybody is loving up the Buffalo Bills and how good they are. Their opponents are 1-12. Nobody is talking about that at the national level, where Buffalo has basically been gifted a cakewalk for the first 4 games of their season. And they still had to go out there and score 40 plus points in games to get a win. Like, Buffalo's defense right now should be one of the bigger storylines in the NFL. Baltimore, you gave up 40 some points to, right? They haven't been great on the defensive side of the football, but everybody loves Josh Allen. They want Josh Allen to take over. And so they skew the narrative. I mean, this is exactly what it is. No matter what level of media you're in, and I'm talking television media because they're the ones who skew the message for everything. You have certain, you know, biases. And I think the bias right now at the big networks that control, you know, what people think and whatnot, they want the Chiefs out. They want Josh Allen in. And the Chiefs are like, screw you. We're not ready to go out the door yet. We're not ready to let Josh Allen in yet. And so they're going to continue to minimize everything that Kansas City's doing, even though everybody damn well knows, no matter who's on the field for an NFL team, it is effing hard to win a National Football League game.
Chiefs, 2 wins or 2 losses? How do you see them?
2 losses. The 2 wins that they had were over the New York Giants and the decimated Baltimore Ravens. Not that impressive to me, whereas the losses were versus the Chargers and the Eagles. I think there are big-time issues with this Chiefs team, and I'm looking more at the losses than I am the wins.
Yeah, I see it the same way, in large part because the Chiefs' offense is one-dimensional. They can't run the football. There is no balance.
That's cute. We'll see what Ben Maller has to say about those Chiefs as well as he joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we're back, baby. We're back. The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, hey, it does help when the opponent implodes. That's always a good thing. But no, the Chiefs look great. Got a little swagger back, which is nice. And now they have another island game, not until Monday, obviously against Jacksonville. So it's It's certainly looking a lot better today than it was a couple weeks ago when it was like they suck, it's over, they're gonna, you know, they're not gonna win anything ever again and all that stuff. So it was a nice weekend, a nice mini revival, and as an added bonus, it does look like the Baltimore Ravens are completely unraveling. Like, just which is supposedly one of the teams you're gonna have to, you know, we thought at the beginning of the year, you look at the upper echelon of the AFC, we thought, well, Cincinnati's gonna be good. Baltimore is going to be good. Right now, as we talk here heading into week five, no, neither one of them is that good. So those are two heavyweight teams, supposedly, certainly the Ravens, who are not there. You know, this really opens things up for those Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh is set up yet again in that division. So, but the Chiefs, big picture in the AFC, Chargers also lost to the Giants, which helps out the Chiefs immensely. Like, that's a bad loss for the Chargers, so that helps the Chiefs out. So things are definitely trending the right direction, obviously.
Yeah, and the Chargers are getting injured. Teams around the league are losing quarterbacks, and the Chiefs are getting healthy. It's amazing what Xavier Worthy did. It makes you wonder, man, once they get Rashee Rice back, how good this offense can be.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, and the Chargers with their injury, like Joe Alt's the big one, right? That, you know, tackle, you know, Mr. Play and Plug and Play, and he's out. That's going to screw things up for them. So yeah, it's like ships passing that. Now, the big test, to me, I think Jacksonville is actually going to be a tough game for the Chiefs. I don't think that's going to be a rollover game for the Chiefs. Jacksonville is not a good team, but they don't suck. They're somewhere in the middle, and they actually have some pretty good defensive numbers in Jacksonville. So we'll see what happens in that one. But the Chiefs have their guys, which it appears they're getting, you know, they have them back, and they're getting more back. So they should be in good shape for that one.
Speaking of guys or teams that don't have their guys, tonight your Rams take on the San Francisco 49ers, and it's going to seem all too familiar with Sky Moore, MVS, DeMarcus Robinson as the wide receivers 1 through 3 in this game. Ben, I got to think, right? Like, we just put half the mortgage on the Rams tonight in this Thursday night football game?
Yeah, Dusty. Although when it looks that easy, though, I usually get burned by that. Yeah, so it looks like, yeah, the Rams should win this game. This should be like a 31-10 type game. Like, the Rams, the last couple years, their whole agenda with Sean McVay has been to get more physical, but they really did that to go against the 49ers because the Niners used to kick their tail all the time. And so the Rams, they match up well with them when they're healthy, the 49ers. And you're right, Kittle's not playing, Purdy's not playing. Obviously, Nick Bosa's out for the year. The good news is there's a baseball game going on at the same time. So if the game is as bad as we think it's going to be, the Rams are going to slay the 49ers. You just flip over to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox.
That's your jam. But why do your Dodgers ruin it for everybody? Like, we could have had 4 game 3s tonight.
Yep.
And unfortunately, those freaking Dodgers, man, they ruin everything. Everything the Dodgers do for baseball, they squish it.
Well, you know, really, Dusty, you should be upset with the Mets. That if the Mets had gotten in, you would have gotten a game 3. And the Cincinnati Reds, the fact that they made the playoffs, if I owned the Mets, I'd fire everyone that team beat out the Mets to get in the playoffs. They've got one guy, Ellie De La Cruz. That's it. And they made it in. And, yeah, I've been sparring, Dusty, with my Dodger guys because they're like, oh, the Dodgers are so back. I'm like, no, their bullpen's terrible. You just beat up. You don't celebrate beating up the weakling, which is what Cincinnati is. But it would have been a perfect day. It is tied, though. I'm sure you guys saw the numbers. Tied for the most in baseball history, the most elimination games in one day. 1981 was the last time, a million years ago.
Well, and then that was the strike year, too. So they had, like, the first half versus the second half season type stuff. So you actually had more playoffs that year. But this is great for baseball. I mean, you've got the Yankees-Red Sox in primetime tonight and Aaron Judge on the stage. I mean, he's hitting .500 in the postseason, yet people still don't think he's doing enough. I think Aaron Judge has more pressure on him than any athlete in the United States of America to win a championship.
Yeah, well, the whole Yankee aura, you've got to win. You're not a real Yankee if you don't win the World Series. You're like a pretend Yankee if you don't win. And he is going to get killed, Bob, because you're not paying. He's hit a lot of singles here these couple games against the Red Sox. They're paying him to hit home runs. So if he's not hitting home runs, they're like, well, we're not paying you to be a slap hitter. We're paying you to hit home runs. And then, like all the games, the storylines are wonderful. Like the Padres traded their entire minor league system to get the super pen in San Diego. And if they lose to the Cubs today, Holy cannoli, man. They traded all of their minor league players. And then the Detroit Tigers, if they can't beat the worst offensive team in the history of the playoffs, the Cleveland Guardians, what an indictment on that operation in Detroit. So, like, every one of these has got really juicy storylines. But the big one is obviously, as you said, the Yankees and the Red Sox. And in the past, we would say, well, someone's going to lose their job. If the Yankees lose, I'm done with Aaron Boone. They could lose. Red Sox could win that game 14-0 tonight, and Aaron Boone's going to still have a job. He's got nothing to worry about. Aaron Boone will be there because he's just a middle manager.
When you look at the, I guess when you look at these baseball playoffs and you think about all these matchups, is it set up for failure or set up for success when you have these sort of games today, where there's game 3, game 3, game 3? Then obviously there's the lull, there's the day off, and then everything continues on Saturday. Good, yes, because today is awesome. But think about the matchups after today, right? Like, you don't get Yankees-Boston, winner goes to the ALCS. It's just like the winner of this game just goes on, and it's like Seattle, and then it's, you know, those teams in the other rounds. But is this obviously a good with a bad, or am I just kind of, you know, being the old man in the room?
Well, you're such an old guy. You got to be young like me and Bob, Dusty. I don't know what you're doing, this old man boomer radio and all that stuff. No, you're saying it's like NASCAR where they have the Daytona 500 and then no one pays attention for like 3 months or whatever, like in NASCAR racing, something like that. Yeah, we are, but we're heading down a road where we could have Cleveland and Seattle on one side, and then, you know, Toronto is obviously going to play the Yankees or the Red Sox on the other. But there is a scenario where you get like the Mariners and the Blue Jays in the ALCS, which, you know, we'll talk about it, but it's not going to get you all, you know, warm and fuzzy watching that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not ideal to have the Red Sox and Yankees play in the first round, but it beats the alternative of one of them missing the playoffs, which would have, you know, that was on the table the way things were going the last month of the year.
Yeah, and you're right about the Mets, too, like failing. There's nothing better for me in sports than watching the Mets fail. I just love it. I think because maybe every national, you know, ESPNer and whatnot, they're all Met fans, they're all Jet fans. And to see those stupid people who pick against the Chiefs all the time continue to root for the Mets and Jets, it just makes me smile when the Mets lose. There's nothing better in sports for me, and especially a collapse like they had, too.
Yeah, well, it's that whole New York bravado, like they're better than everybody. Every year it's the same thing. Like, and you'd think at some point they'd roll it back a little bit and say, make a hasty retreat, like maybe this is not working out for us. But they hype everything is bigger and better and greater and all that stuff. And then they go out there, and I love the Mets this year. It's so perfect. They talk about the Mets season. When Juan Soto was not living up to – what we thought he was, the Mets had the greatest record. They were the top team in the National League, or the second best record. He started getting his stats, and the Mets collapsed. Like, there's a direct, if you look at the Venn diagram, there's a direct correlation between Juan Soto getting great, sexy stats and the Mets not winning. And I haven't heard a lot of people bring that up. Like, it's rather obvious. Like, he started getting great numbers, and they were losing these games. It was wild. But yeah, it is. It's always fun. And then the Mets, there's another example. This is, again, old guys will complain about this, but when I was a kid, if you underachieved as much as the Mets, you fired the manager. They said the guy's coming back. Like, okay, so you're telling me the manager doesn't do anything. When you make that decision, you're saying the manager is just there and he just talks to the beat writers and that's all he does. Fine. Okay, good.
Been moving things along to the NFL for this weekend. I think it's interesting because there's a couple of matchups that really intrigue me. Obviously, being in Kansas City, we're excited for Monday Night Football against Marilyn Manson / Macaulay Culkin at quarterback in Jacksonville. But the two games that really intrigue me this weekend is Denver at Philly and New England at Buffalo, right? Those two games are, to me, the intriguing games because of two different reasons. One, and I'm interested to know what you think about this, because one is New England, right? Like, we saw the video last week of Vrabel outside the locker room holding the football like he's getting ready to run 20 yards down the field and shaking every single player's hand, kind of showing everyone, really good job on his part with the media, knowing the camera's right behind his shoulder, kind of showing everybody that there's a new era in New England, that the Patriot way is back. Meanwhile, you have the team that's allowed the fewest points in Denver playing Philadelphia, who's kind of done what the Chiefs did last year, right? They've won by, you know, squeaks and cracks and stuff in the system, but they're winning. They're the best team in football. They're winning games. That's what they're supposed to do. But that Denver defense has allowed the fewest points, and that Philadelphia offense is struggling. What game, in your opinion, has more interest in it? New England, Buffalo, or Philadelphia and Denver?
We're all going to be watching the Patriots and Bills because it's the Sunday night game. But I'm more interested in the Broncos. I saw the Broncos in person against the Chargers last week, and they looked, or 2 weeks ago, I guess now, but they looked really, I mean, really good. They should have won that game. The Broncos, the two games, the Indianapolis game, they screwed up. They a bunch of, you know, on the special teams, and then the game with the Chargers. So those should have, could have, would have been wins. And like, I don't really care. Like the Monday night game last week, the Bengals didn't show up, so you don't really put any stock into that. But yeah, this should be a loss. I think the Broncos are good enough to beat the Eagles. As you said, the Eagles have been doing this weird dance where they've been tiptoeing around landmines in Philadelphia, and this has the trimmings of a loss and a big-time win for the Broncos, which obviously won't help the Chiefs out necessarily because that'll – you know, you look at that down the line, but that's pretty good. And like, I don't think the Patriots are good enough to beat the Bills, but I do think they're good enough to make it a fourth quarter game, which I'm there for. You know, I want to see the game. Make Josh Allen have to make some plays in the fourth quarter in Buffalo, and let's see him do it in a close game, not another, you know, blowout. The Bills actually last week, I thought they underachieved. They did beat the Saints, but that game that should have been a blowout last week. The fact the Saints kind of hung around, I was like, what is that?
All right, Ben, before we let you go, is Lamar hurt? Did Lamar quit? What is your take on Lamar and what's going on in Baltimore?
Well, my boots on the ground in Baltimore, initially everyone was like, well, he just didn't want to get back in because the game was a blowout and all that. But now they're claiming that he is actually hurt. Now, whether he's hurt or hurt, like kind of milking it, we'll see. It's weird because Harbaugh has been very vague about it. I know everyone's vague about injuries in the NFL. You have to, because of gambling, you have to announce whether these guys are playing or not. And it's just been like tap dancing around it. And so I'm going to go that he is hurt, but it's not like a big time injury. It's just a minor thing.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy week 5 of the NFL. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by the Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin.
Let's do it. One word on a Friday Eve. Got a lot of good sports today, guys.
It's a great day. Your day starts at noon and doesn't end till midnight. Yes. I mean, this is a 12-hour sports day. I'm very excited about that. There's no tennis practice, so my older daughter can drive my younger daughter home.
So you're locked in.
I'm having a nice lunch today with two former coworkers of mine that used to be here, two lovely ladies that are retired now. We're going to Nick and Jake's today. See you down there.
Nice. That's a classy joint, Nick and Jake's.
I know,
baby.
For me. They're like, Nick and Jake's? I'm like, I got to wear a shirt.
I'll do the salmon salad.
But they have a great salmon salad.
Who doesn't, though? Yeah, I mean, that hits every time, man.
Red Robin.
Easy, baby.
Yum.
Yum. All right, one word. I got to do it. Let's start with the baseball, right, guys? Let's just do wild card game 3.
It's just
one
baseball.
Word.
You don't have to say the
wild card game 3 is outstanding. Yes, it's true. You don't say the, you know, the MLB. It sounds stupid.
The
Major League Baseball.
You just say sour cream.
Yeah, you just say sour.
Do you have sour cream? You don't say you have the sour cream. I feel attacked.
Yeah, what was the question?
Baseball.
Baseball game 3. Exciting.
Red Sox, Yankees.
Exciting. All game 3s. Exciting, fun. Like, if you're a sports fan, you probably think to yourself, I'm not a big it's game 7, man. Like, it's game 7. It's everything's on the line in 3 baseball games today. It doesn't get much better than that. Elimination games in any sport are epic.
My one word is judge. The singles are cute. The hit slash error, it's cute. They don't pay you to hit singles, Aaron. You're in New York. You know this sort of thing. Could you imagine
if this
game is 2-2,
yes.
Bottom 9,
yes.
Goldschmidt gets on, Judge steps up, there's a drive, away back, Aaron Judge. I mean, I know that I'm hard. I know that he's got to win a World Series, but by God, this shuts a lot of people up. He hits a game-winning home run to send them on in the playoffs and send Boston losing.
Yeah,
it's something different about Boston and New York. So my one word is Judge. Let's see it.
How about Shedeur Sanders yesterday pantomiming an interview after Dylan Gabriel named the starter? I would play the audio, but there was none. He just mouthed his answers to the reporters. One word.
Immature. He's too immature to play in the NFL. He's too immature to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. That dude needs to grow up. There should be classes that you can take. Maybe I'll start this, you know.
Maybe he's a Toys R Us kid.
He could be, yeah. But there should be classes you can take on how to act like an adult. Things that you need to do, like after college, you should have a year class of how to be an adult, because this guy needs that kind of class. He's not an adult. He's only 23, I get it. But, man, you've been around enough now to know you've got to be more mature than that. That's stupid by him.
My one word was just odd. Like, I get it. Like, people say stuff about you and do all this stuff, but, like, you can also take the high road. You could also just be, like, Marshawn Lynch. Not necessarily, I'm just here so I don't get fined, but you could also just be, like, I support Dylan. I think Dylan's great. I think he's going to do just fine. Do you think you should be the starter? It's not my decision. You know, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or just don't show up. Like, the PR team needs to say, you know what, when we have open locker room, Shedeur, sorry, you can't go in there until the reporters leave. Because they all gravitate, as they should. They're all going to gravitate, you know, to Shedeur Sanders. He's the story. He's the needle mover. You and I were kind of talking last night about Jazz Chisholm. And Dusty says, guarantee you, he talks to the media. I go, you know what? The media should ignore him. Not only did Jazz Chisholm talk to the media, he did the post-game on-field interview, and then he went to the podium.
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so he was the hero last night. He saved the run at second base and then scored the go-ahead run in the eighth inning.
And there's no denying that, right? There's absolutely no denying that. But if one night you're going to be a guy that looks through his clothes, and then the next night you're doing on-field interviews with, you know Buster Rhymes or whoever that was, and then you've got, you know, the post-game podium literally 24 hours after you refuse to speak to the media.
Chaz Chisholm is going to start in center field.
I like the haunted house from I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, 100%.
We can do whatever we want. We can say whatever the hell we want. Chisholm.
All right, let's go over to Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about this in 30 minutes or so, just about the weirdness.
Chaz Chisholm
of this situation. He was week to week, or 2 to 3 weeks now. He's week to week. He might play, he won't play, he will play. One word on this Lamar Jackson situation.
Over. And by over, I mean over in Baltimore. This seems like one of those moves where you're like, I'm out. I'm done. A lot of people have been talking about the relationship ending in Baltimore between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. That's kind of the sense I got.
Yep.
And as much as I love Lamar, I'm really disappointed in Lamar. You're the quarterback of the team. Your team's getting beat. You need to be out there with your team.
Yeah, confusing would be my one word, because, again, it's however you want to spin it. Did he quit on his team? Did he really get hurt? Are they saving face and being like, I think we can beat this team without Houston? Can't afford to lose, so that doesn't make sense. Maybe he really is hurt. I don't know. It's just, he didn't practice yesterday. We'll see what happens today. Chance he plays Sunday, 70%.
Yeah, I agree with that. 49ers Rams tonight. There's no Brock Purdy. There's no Juwan Jennings. There's no Ricky Pearsall. George Kittle's still not in.
Brandon Ayuk's still out.
Brandon Ayuk's still
Brock
hurt.
Brock Purdy's still out.
Yeah, one word, 49ers Rams.
Closer. Because I do think this game will be closer than it should be. When you think you got it figured out in the NFL, we don't. And so I'm going to look at this one just like the Giants-Saints type of game. No way the Giants should win that game. They did. I'm looking at
Chargers.
Chargers, yes. I've looked at the Saints this week. They're closer. I think this game is going to be closer than we think. This is an opportunity for a lot of players out there to get a chance to play that don't normally get an opportunity to play. Let's see what they can do. So I think it's going to be closer than we think.
My one word would be mortgage. Put your mortgage on the Rams. Take the 8.5, or as you said, FanDuel, 7.5.
I love the juxtaposition there.
It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a boring game. That's why the Dodgers should have not won last night, so we'd actually get to watch an entertaining elimination game instead of a game that a team has already been eliminated.
Which one? Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah, they're injured, man.
Yeah, they're so injured.
That's a lot of big-name injured players.
But that coach in San Francisco is not bad, right? No, Kyle Shanahan.
Oh,
what
Shanahan's
were you saying
great.
During the break, Mac? Like, him and McVay obviously are friends and whatnot. Kind of a rivalry
for rivalry
those two.
Between
you know?
Those two.
So,
I mean, this is a rivalry game.
Yeah, that's why I always look at like, I go, it should be a lot bigger than it is. I think the game's going to be closer. I do. I think it's going to be one of those close games. And look, L.A. may pull it out with 4 minutes to go or something like that, but you're going to look at yourself and go, why are they in this game? You know, why are the the 49ers in this game.
Yeah, this is the battle of the whiz kid. No, I'm the better whiz kid. Right. No, I'm the better play caller. You know, that whole thing.
Well, there's only one answer. It is Sean McVay. I mean, he's won the Super Bowl.
Is the one word for this game chiefed? A, to be chiefed to watch it. Two, Sky Moore, MVS, yeah. and Marcus Robinson, and the wide receivers for the Niners.
It's crazy.
Like, if you are watching this game, you left the garage. Yeah.
My mom says to try the shrimp and grits at Nick and Jake's.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
One word.
Is your mom going to be there with her friend? I mean, invite them over, too.
Easy.
Hey, as many ladies as I can get around me in the booth, I'm good with it.
Is Jackson Dart's mother going to be there?
Oh, wow. That's a different story.
Yeah.
I know I'm old because I'm looking at moms now.
I've always looked at moms.
Though. I've always liked older women.
There's a reason why I was called Eddie Haskell around all my friends.
Yeah, my mother-in-law says that about me, too, sometimes. Sometimes you're like Eddie Haskell.
Damn right. They last longer. Coming up next, we get to Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and 135th at Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We get into Smash or Pass on the other side here. 96 by the Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Smash.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
We got to do a big birthday shout-out today, Dusty. Big birthday shout-out today. Give a little shout out to our friend Gene Watson, who's celebrating today his 51st birthday or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
way to go, Gene.
Yeah, way to go, Gene. 54 years old, getting ready to head down to, guess what? This is what happens when you work in baseball. You continue to scout. They're going to watch somebody in Arizona play baseball today, right?
The grind. You know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all.
There it is. There Andy it Reid is. Sending a happy birthday wish to Gene Watson today. So, yeah. So, happy birthday, Gene. 52 years, 55, 59, 69. I don't know. Whatever, 9 years
Watson,
old.
Watson, yes!
Yeah, there it is.
You know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I wonder what he's going to get for his birthday today. I hope something nice. Yes.
Yeah. Good draft pick.
I hope he gets a nice baseball card for his birthday.
I've got a few you could have.
You got a big one yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, some guy named like Goose that played for the Twins.
Never heard of him.
Let me see if I can find his name. I forget what his name is. It was like a...
Is he a rookie?
No, he's from like 1940.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see if I can see it. MLB. Was it still called MLB back then? Goose Gosselin.
Goose Gosselin, yeah.
Yeah, that's who I got. Lefty throws right. It's way better than Otani. I'm kidding. When we come up here, we always do this, so.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Yes! Yes!
So when you hear that again, you want to be caller number 5. That's what you want to be, caller number 5, and tell Mac that he's awesome. Tell him that he has a great laugh, and then he has really nice hair, because he does. This week, Smash or Pass, like every week, Smash or Pass is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th at Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. So when you hear that cow sounder from Family Guy, you would be caller number 5, and you'd have a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. We start off with soda pop, or do you just call it pop? Or do
you just call it soda?
Soda.
Soda, right? Yeah, we're soda people. So some new soda flavors are coming out. I know I'm not really a pop guy or a soda guy. There's Dirty Mountain Dew.
This is the new thing now. Not new, but like recent thing. The kids like these dirty sodas, right? And so after school every day, can we go to Swig or can we go to, you know, wherever that have these?
Yeah, you got money in your account.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
$5 drink.
Yes, it's $6 for the two of us when we go, right?
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it really is.
For it's both?
Swig.
Okay.
Swig actually has good prices, nice. Quite honestly.
Do you get the boba balls?
No, I don't get it. They did that one time. It looks like fish eggs floating around there.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't understand what that is.
Do you chew on them or you just suck them down?
Do they go through the straw or what? I mean,
straws girthy enough to get it through?
Absolutely. It has to be. Got to need a girthy straw.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of sucking to get those balls up in there, don't you?
So what's the dirty? What is that?
Well, so they just mix all the sodas together.
So Dirty Mountain Dew is Mountain Dew classic flavor with cream soda flavoring.
Okay.
And I understand why they're releasing this kind of stuff, because they're trying to get you to stop going to, you know, Swig and all those places and buy it on the shelves. And so you got to kind of keep up with the trends. But yeah, they all want dirty sodas now. That's all it is. It's like a cup of sugar.
There's also Mug Floats. It's a vanilla howler.
What's a howler?
I had no idea. I'll have to look that up.
Good. I'm glad I'm not the old man in the room. The young kid doesn't know. The old man doesn't know. So it must be something that's not popular.
Coca-Cola is doing a creamy vanilla flavored Coca-Cola.
Don't we have that already, though, with Coca-Cola?
I think it was just called Vanilla Coke. Okay. Now it's creamy.
Now it's creamy vanilla. Okay.
You get it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's another Coca-Cola flavor called Cherry Float. That I might mess with.
I might mess with that, too, because I love a good cherry Coke.
Me, too.
I haven't had one in years.
A little cherry Coke float.
That one sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm Walter Brimley, and I've got the diabetes.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm here to talk to you about diabetes.
This one has
that in the hockey still.
This one, to me, has Bob Fesco written all over it. Sprite's doing a couple of limited editions. Winter Spiced Cranberry Zero Sugar Sprite.
I'm probably going to be out on that one. I feel like I've got, like, it's going to be like a cinnamon like flavor probably to it as well. I don't know. I'm going to steer away from that.
Your
one,
pinky
I think.
Is extended when you drink out of this can, and there's a napkin underneath it.
Like spiced cranberry. It sounds like you know, like when people put that, you know, potpourri out or something like that, and it's got like cinnamon sticks holiday spice or cloves and all that kind of stuff. Like
star anus.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what Walter Pennington brings to the golf course.
Yeah.
When he plays.
Yeah.
I would smash this though, personally. Winter, I'm a big Sprite guy.
Would you mix it with anything like tequila?
I was thinking that exact same thing. Yeah. Yep. Tequila or vodka.
Mm. Also, there's a vanilla frost Sprite.
Mm. Smash.
I think I'm all pass on that. You're all in on that.
You're all in on that.
Love Sprite, love vanilla.
Zero sugar, Diet Coke, lime.
No.
Hard pass.
Yeah,
I'm not a big lime and soda guy.
I don't like Diet Coke.
You know what's good as lime in your tea?
That's exactly right. 100% unsweetened iced tea with lime. It's the greatest thing you'll ever have.
And then the last one of the sodas is another zero sugar Shirley Temple 7-Up. It's pomegranate and cherry soda.
I'm mad on that.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably hit that up.
It'd be okay, I guess.
You know what I mean?
I had a pomegranate smoothie the other day. It was good.
Pomegranate smoothie.
Yeah. What else was in it?
Blueberry and pomegranate.
That's it. Just the two.
Yeah.
Like, what did you make for this? The like water, milk, yogurt. Like,
I don't know what they do.
Oh, you. Well,
oh,
you didn't make. You took out a loan and bought a smoothie. Good for you. What was the interest rate on your loan for that smoothie?
Hannah needed one of her special energy drinks, so I went over to Swig or Seven Brew, one of those places.
Right.
So I get that.
I always go to this place in Lee Summit. It's called the Smoothie Shop, and they have this flavor called the Chisel.
Chisel.
And it's chocolate protein powder with peanut butter, Oreos, and like their almond milk that they use or whatever it is. And it's really good.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
You get your sugar, you get your protein, you get your peanut butter and protein, whatever that is.
A lot of people are eating these thinking they're healthy for you, though. You look at the amount of calories in these things. That's what you have to look at, man. My God. Oh, I had a smoothie today. Did you exercise?
Yes.
The from the 913, the pomegranate 7-Up with some bourbon is fantastic.
Ooh.
Interesting.
All right.
I usually just drink my bourbon straight.
I'm not mad about that.
Neat.
Yeah. Neat's the word there.
The dirty part or the cream that they put in them is just whipping cream like you would with your coffee. So that's what the dirty, I guess, with the soda is.
I don't know. Yeah. They just say, I'll have a dirty this or that, and then they make 17 different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also, Dairy Queen released their October menu. I know this kind of does it for you. I feel like there's a lot here on here that's got you. Reese's Oreo Blizzard. I don't know why that's October, but welcome to it.
Yep.
Pumpkin Cheesecake Blizzard.
Hell yeah.
I mean, this is, I just think about my mother with this. It is a Heath Caramel Brownie Confection. So it's like a brownie, soft serve, caramel, chocolate, top left.
Too much.
Okay.
Yeah, too much for the cup and the spoon. Stuff will spill all over.
They have a pumpkin moon latte.
Okay.
Cotton candy parfait.
I tried that the other day.
The cotton candy
one? It is absolutely disgusting.
Ooh.
I mean, the kids like it, but man, I took a bite of that and went, oh my God, what is
sweet?
It? Yeah, it's just
Then they have a s'mores parfait. So it's like soft serve layered with graham cracker, then chocolate, then soft serve, then graham cracker, then chocolate. And the top is like some marshmallows with chocolate, graham cracker.
I take a bite of that,
And then they have the new spooky bat dipped cone. This thing just looks cool. It's a chocolate-dipped cone with bat wings.
I like it. I'm in. That's fun. How do they get the wings to do that, though? They must put, like, plastic things in the ice cream in order to dip it in like that. But that is cool. I do like that.
It's hard for me to go there and not get a chicken shrimp basket with the white gravy.
Are you going to Culver's and trying the new curd burger?
So I've had that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So when I worked at Jack Stack, whenever there was, like, weird food items that would come out, we'd be like, somebody would get cut at, like, 1:30, be like, dude, hey, go to Culver's and get a couple of those burgers. We want to try them. It's a lot. Like I just have a little wedge of it. Yeah. Then I cut it into fourths.
Perfect.
So I
have that's
like a
all
fourth,
you need.
I have
right?
like yeah. a fourth of it, and it's all cheese curd. And then like the aftertaste, like that was a burger. It's like okay, but I'm all about putting like a little crunch on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like,
oh hell yeah.
Lays on my potato lays on my dude. Sandwich, or like crispy onion straws.
Oh, I love
like
the
that.
Onion straw. Oh. I put them on my salad all the time. Just hell had it yeah. yesterday. It's so good.
That's part of the green bean casseroles, the onion
straws. The onion straws, yeah. I buy them all the time. They actually do sell them at the grocery store
I'll
year
eat them
round.
In a jar.
Yeah, they're great. I love them.
Like I'm possessed.
But back to the, what were we just talking about before that?
Bat wings?
After that?
In between, I don't know.
Chicken strips, dairy.
Oh, the curd burger. Yeah, yeah. Difference between crunchy and a big block of fried cheese on top of your burger.
Yeah, like if I tied one off on a Friday night, Saturday morning, I'll get up at 8:30 and I'll go get a sausage McMuffin and a hash brown. I'll put the hash brown on the McMuffin.
Wow.
And then I turn into Elvis Presley, but I live.
Yeah, that's a curd burger right there.
You know, Elvis didn't take a crap for 7 months before he died.
Are you kidding me? No. I did not know. That's why he died.
Yeah, he took all those pills and it hardened his stool. So he died with 7 months.
I mean, I took Pepto once and didn't go for a day, and it was terrible. I can't imagine being stopped up for 7 months.
You remember that time you drank that coffee? And
yeah, it was awful.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
But we know he was Fat Elvis at the time, so it was like he drank coffee and then went and exercised, because that usually gets the bowels moving.
Hmm. Yeah. Call number 5. Tell Mac that he's awesome. He's got a nice laugh, and then he has really nice hair, and you have a chance at a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu, as that is the sponsor for Smash Your Pass every Thursday at 7:45. Booth Creek Wagyu.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf, and also Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Coming about 30 minutes, we get to Nate Taylor. But before we do that, we do Chiefs trades and what Lamar is hurt or he's not. Max pissed. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.